tonight, Vice President Mike Pence will headline the third night of the Republican National Convention.
Last night, President Trump's family took center stage, including his wife, Melania, who made a personal appeal for her husband.
From the day that I met him, he has only wanted to make this country the best it can be. For many years, I watched him grow concerned and frustrated, and I'm so proud to see the many things he has done in such a short time. America is in his heart. So while at times we only see the worst of people and politics on the evening news, let's remember how we come together in the most difficult times.
The First Lady also spoke to two major challenges facing the country right now, the pandemic and the demands for racial justice. To reflect more on this, including police reform efforts in Congress, we're joined by West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito. Senator, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, Tanya.
Well, Senator, first, your reaction to Melania Trump's speech. Her positive tone was in contrast to the vision presented by other parts of the convention.
Well, I think if there's anyone who knows the president and sees day to day where his heart is and where his areas of compassion and passion are, it would certainly be Melania Trump as our First Lady. She has actually visited here in West Virginia with me to go and see victims of the opioid crisis. So I thought that it was reflected well in her presentation yesterday, and I thought she did a nice job.
We heard a lot about criminal justice reform in this convention, mm-hmm. as I mentioned. We also heard a lot about supporting law enforcement, but we didn't hear a lot or anything really about the police violence that's been the cause of the unrest that we see in many cities over the last few nights, specifically because of what happened in Wisconsin. In June, you told NPR that you do think there's racial discrimination in our law enforcement and that the law is not colorblind. Is that a belief out of step with your party?
You know, I don't believe it's necessarily out of step. I think it's a very difficult discussion for us to have. And the criminal justice reform was a major victory over two decades, I believe, of trying to get more fairness and more second chances built into our system. You know, I did a lot of investigating with our local police officers, and I, you know, asked that question, is there racism in the department or in the policies? And basically the answer I got, not so much was a blatant, yes, there's racism, but it was that we've got a lot of work to do. We need more training. That's why I joined with Senator Tim Scott to work on the bill that we put forward. So I still think this is very much something that we need to work on. And I do acknowledge it exists. And I think my party acknowledges this because we put forward a great bill 3 or 4 months ago that was unacceptable to the other side.
But what you're saying speaks to nuance. And do you believe that that's missing from this convention?
Well, I think, first of all, we're only halfway through the convention, and I think there's lots to cover. I think the first thing on a lot of people's minds is what's going on with the pandemic and COVID, and I think that's been addressed in certain areas. Certainly the nurse from West Virginia talked about the importance of telehealth. I think you're going to see more areas being hit, and hopefully with all that we see going on in this country, I think this is one of the things our party should be talking about, because I think we have plans. I think we have an empathetic view, and I think that we acknowledge that this is a deep-seated issue in our country.
I want to ask you about some of the breaks with tradition and policy. Last night, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo broke from State Department policy and gave a convention speech while on an official trip to Jerusalem. There was a naturalization ceremony at the White House with Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf giving a speech in apparent violation of the Hatch Act. Do you worry about the precedent set by this norm breaking?
You know, we had a certain way of always doing a convention with the big halls and the big speeches. So I think some of the norms are broken anyway. I'll leave the discussion as to whether this is a violation of the Hatch Act. I am sure that all of that was considered. I'm sure that Secretary Pompeo probably took great care to make sure that he had a segregated presentation that was paid for and created by the RNC. And I'm sure that all of this will be investigated if it needs to be. Personally, I think it rounds out what the president has done and presents it in just a different way.
Before I let you go, the House passed a relief bill more than 3 months ago. Republicans and Democrats still have not compromised on a new relief bill. Most unemployed people are not seeing that extra $300 of redirected FEMA money in their unemployment checks. What needs to happen on the relief bill?
Well, this has been very frustrating for me because I have a state that has been very prudent with the dollars that we've received, and we still have people that are hurting. And so our governor is applying for the additional FEMA money on unemployment, which I think is a good move on his part. And also, he's been very deliberate in how to try to help our cities and counties, because there's a portion in the new bill that would give the governors more flexibility to allow those cities and counties to replace tax revenues. And that's really important to me, and maybe more directed dollars to our cities and towns. But I just think that the bargaining, my understanding is that there hasn't been enough compromise. I'm disappointed that we can't reach a consensus here, but I'm ever hopeful, as I always am.
West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, yes. Thank you.